time now for Inside the Huddle on WILO, hosted by Ken Hartman. This program will focus on area schools and all the sports they have to offer. Ken will speak with coaches and players across the region, and your participation is encouraged. Call now at 659-3338 to discuss local or statewide sports. Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Now here's your host, Ken Hartman.
Good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. This week's show, we're going to have Clinton Central assistant football coach Nick Atkins-Harris joining us. He's in the studio now, and so we'll get to him here momentarily. That'll be followed at 9:30 by Carrollhead football coach Blake Betzner, and then at 9:45, we'll have Clinton Prairie head coach Raymond Jones. But until then, we say good morning to Mr. Nick Atkins-Harris. Nick, how are you doing this morning?
I'm well, Ken. How are you?
Doing well. I don't know if the weather's going to be worth thinking about here in a little while, but
we'll see.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be very good today. So,
we'll see.
Yeah. So last night was an interesting game, I take it.
It was, yeah. You know, first of all, that's always Carroll's always a hard place to go to, yeah. And it's not a long drive, especially in comparison to some of the other ones that we've made this year, which helps. But anytime you go on the road, you always, especially from a coaching staff standpoint, we always make sure we have all our ducks in a row. And you show up, and it was Carroll had a great crowd last night. Blake had his team ready to go, as always, no surprise there. But it's just a good atmosphere. It's a fun stadium to be there. And if you got to go on the road, you want a place like that.
And it's a place that if they're competitive and they're pretty good, it'll be loud over there.
It was, yeah, and it was no different last night. It was loud, and again, that's just a fun atmosphere to be in. And, you know, we talk to our kids all week about having to come out and play fast, and that's and having a good start, and we talked about that a ton this week. And that was a big focus of ours. And so, you know, pregame plays out the way it does. We end up losing the coin toss, getting the ball first, and we go three and out. And so that was, I will be honest, a little disheartening to begin with. Especially because that was an emphasis, a focus,
yeah,
all week.
You never want to go three and out and start again.
No. So we immediately see some of the same situations that we were in last week, where field position now becomes an issue, not an issue, but an area of concern immediately. Mm-hmm. But our defense comes out and they make a four and out stand straight off. So momentum swing back and forth real quick. We go back and forth, and Carroll ends up going up 7-0. And we have a situation again where we need to present the challenge and say, okay, somebody's got to make a play. And believe it or not, on the next drive, Leo DeLeon makes one of the best reads he's made all year, pulls the ball, it streaks down the field, scores a touchdown, inadvertent whistle. And you can just feel our sideline be deflated a little bit. And so the fake itself was so good, everyone in the stadium, including the refs, thought it was dead. And so you look down the field, and Leo's by himself. And so we're presented with an opportunity. We can have a choice here. And so our players handled it well. Our fans handled it well. Our coaching staff handled it well. They explained it to us. It's just part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have an opportunity to let that define the game, or we can rise above that and take it as an opportunity to better ourselves and realize we're not in control of that.
Mm-hmm.
But we are in control of how we respond to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get the ball back, get a first down, and it ultimately kills the drive. But again, our defense, like they have done all year, they come back out and make a stand. We go back and forth a little bit. End of the first quarter at 7-0, potentially could have been a tie ball game, or at least a
7-6.
7-6, yeah. And that's a very different ball game for both sides. And luckily, it really didn't define the game. In the grand scheme of things, we had some mental mistakes there in the first quarter and leading into the second quarter, where we have a fumble inside of our own 15, put our defense in a hard spot again. Carroll executes. They take advantage of the situation, go at 14-0, and by halftime it's 14-0. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we really do talk about that a lot, about controlling the things that we can control. Right. And as a coaching staff, we really did kind of immediately make the decision to not make the inadvertent whistle a point of emphasis. But the mental mistakes, that's where we can make a point of emphasis. You know, very much so.
It is so hard for young kids in particular to grow through the the mental mistakes if they're just not, especially if they have to continually keep doing that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I really did feel like they were going to feed off of whatever we decided as a staff to do. And so as we said, okay, we're moving on, so do the kids. And it does wear on them. And you could tell that was a moment where it was hard to get past it, but we did. Mm-hmm. And didn't hear anything about it the rest of the night. And I very much appreciate that, because that could have, especially with it being early on in the game, the players could have allowed that to become really ugly, mm-hmm. pretty quickly, and they did not. And that's something I very much was proud of them for.
Very early in the game and also on the road, and that makes it a double whammy right there.
It does. And it helps that the officials, they're apologetic, and we're all human. We all make mistakes. I hope that I never have to experience something like that, where there's a pretty critical moment in a game and I end up making a mistake. And if that were to happen, I hope that the same grace is given. And so, again, we decided not to let it define us in the first half. Instead, we turned it around, focused it on us. Our defense, again, played outstanding in the first half. Coach Kennedy had a great plan and ended up making some really good adjustments in that first half. And then the mental mistakes are really what the focus was on the offensive side of the ball. And it's hard to say offense and defense, because most of our defense is also our offense.
Yeah.
And that puts a whole other layer onto the mental capacity of what we had going on as well.
You know, in a situation like that where you're playing a good team and you got a chance, you think you got something taken care of, you got a real good shot at taking the lead or time, and then that happens, and you got to keep battling them all night. And let's face it, most kids, especially those who haven't played a lot, just don't know how to do that yet.
Yeah, and we, as it seems, we have done a lot this season, a lot of teaching on the fly, and mm-hmm. and they rose to that occasion and very much took the next step. And so we go in at halftime 14-0, and our mood at halftime was very upbeat. And again, our kids could have handled that very differently, and our athletes decided not to do that. And instead, we come back out. Carroll ends up getting the ball in the second half to start it off, and our defense is challenged for another time to try to get us the momentum to start the second half. And Carroll drives down the field, does a phenomenal job of making their halftime adjustments and kind of figuring out who we were. Defense stops them. They have to field goal attempt, and they miss it. Mm-hmm. And so, again, our defense is keeping us in the game. They're giving us a shot and giving us an opportunity to build some momentum. And our offense just could not get it clicking last night. And I will accredit their defense to that, as well as their coaching staff, because they really did have everything on lockdown last night. And there were some pretty critical moments where we execute from catching a pass, things like that, getting the right block, getting our head on the right side, and we are able to execute a little bit better and build some momentum on offense. And that is the difference between teams that are great and teams that can be good. Mm-hmm. They execute. And Carroll executed last night in some pretty critical moments.
How close were you to getting on the board last night?
Really the closest we got was in the fourth quarter when we were in near the end of the game. I think we ended up getting to about the 35-40 yard line. Mm-hmm. But we were stammered all night, and we hurt ourselves as much as they stopped us.
Yeah, and you hate playing with your backs to the goal line all night.
Yeah, and that's a tough spot, and we did. We were inside of our 20 multiple times, trying to start a drive, trying to get things going, And it just was not our night on offense. We were not attentive to the details enough as we need to be in order for us to be able to execute and put ourselves in a good position.
I know you. I got the schedules together for all three teams here in the area this morning. You guys really, you got two more home games. You got Delphi and you got Tri-Central.
Yes.
And I would say both very winnable games.
I would agree, and especially if we show up with the level of energy and passion that we have had over the last few weeks. If that continues, then absolutely I think we can be in both of those games, get some momentum riding into the sectional, and once you get to the sectional, anything can happen, especially if you're playing well.
Yeah, Prairie's got a fun schedule. They got Carroll and Sheridan. They got Carroll and Eastern left.
Yeah.
I'll get that spit out here eventually.
Yeah.
And then Carroll's got two games on the road at Prairie and at Sheridan, so...
And we're fortunate that we get to end our season at home. That, as I stated to begin with, we've had some trips this year that kind of make for a long Friday night. Win or lose, it makes for a long Friday night. And so we've got homecoming week this week, which lots of opportunity for distraction, but also a lot of opportunity for some momentum and love from the school and get things rolling from that. And so we're excited to be home for the next 2 weeks.
Okay. I'm going to take a break right now, and we'll get back in a little bit more of this game from last night. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by our State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
Dolly Parton wrote 9 to 5 in 1980, and it became an anthem for hardworking people everywhere. But did you know that it was originally titled 10 to 6? Why? Because Dolly knew that if we all worked 9 to 5, there was no way to get your computer fixed after 5. Charlie Spradlin of ProBuy Computer Sales and Service in Frankfort has taken a page from Dolly and made new store hours, 10 to 6 p.m. All the service, wide selection of laptops, desktops, and tablets at the best prices can now be had Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So if you work 9 to 5, know that ProBite is open 10 to 6, Monday through Friday. Cruise in after work or find them on Facebook.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Sometimes it's a misnomer that I'm more associated with getting people out of debt than why I get them out of debt. I want you to get out of debt so that, and you fill in the blank, because you're going to become wealthy, so that you become wealthy, so that you change your family tree, so that you get yourself in a position that your generosity is outrageous, so that.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
Shop local, buy local, save big.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. We're in here talking to Clinton Central assistant football coach. I'll get it spit out one of these days. Nick Atkins-Harris. Nick, we went through the first half and talked about football game, talking about all the things we've met. So let's talk about some of the kids we could.
Yeah, so I'm going to start with Xander Hall, who ended up with another pick last night. He's got 7 on the year, which that's nothing at all to be ashamed of. Yeah. And with as much time as Xander missed earlier in the year, that's a pretty impressive stat. And he has come a long way from the beginning of the year, and it's exciting to see him flying around and not just picking the ball off, but providing some pretty intense hits and being full of energy on the field and not saying a whole lot about it and just kind of going out there and getting his job done. So it's good to see him continue to get better on a week-to-week basis.
You know, the defensive side for you guys has continually just stayed playing well and I would assume gotten better.
Absolutely. And last night was no different. And again, I will give some credit, a lot of credit, all the credit to Coach Kennedy and his game plan and making adjustments on the fly. We did have an injury last night that kind of put our defense, really our whole team at this point, any injury is a big deal. Blake Mosebaugh took a hit in the second quarter that was a pretty intense hit, and we thought we were going to lose him for an extended amount of time. Turns out that he's going to end up being back next week and being okay, but he had to sit out the second half, and so he is a player that has just been a huge key piece of who our defense is from a mentality standpoint, from a work ethic standpoint. And so as he went down, we had to make some halftime adjustments. Leo steps up, and anytime you got to have your quarterback going both ways, that's a gamble that we don't always like to take. But it was a necessity that we did, and so Coach Kennedy made the proper adjustments, and our defense, as they have all year, like I said, has kept us in the game and given us an opportunity to hang in games. Yeah. And so, before Blake went down, he was having a great game and was flying around and making some tackles, and our secondary as a whole last night, I thought, played fairly well as far as keeping people inside and containing and giving our linebackers and our D-line an opportunity to make some pressure and make some hits.
Besides Xander, who has primarily been in the secondary for you guys this year?
So Xander is your main guy. Hayden Pratt, who we've talked about a bunch, and is, again, is just somebody who keeps getting better and will raise his energy to a level so that everybody else can meet it there. And as a kid that is good, is a great kid on and off the field. And he's not just a great athlete, he's a great human and somebody that we want our Clinton Central kids to be and aim to be. And so it's great to see those guys mesh. And Jordan Cruz kind of rounds out the secondary. And he's one of those first-year seniors who we are teaching on the fly, and he really does continue to get better. And he picks one thing each week to get better at, and that's showing, and he's really starting to round out to be a really good part of that secondary, and a lot of that's the support he has around him, not just the coaching staff, but that secondary, they do a pretty good job holding each other accountable. Mm-hmm. And so Brock Martin, another first-year senior who we ask a lot of, and he stepped up at the right tackle position last night and started at the end, and so you not only have a first-year senior, but he's going both ways and continues to hold his own. We got Jaden Fawcett back off of an injury from last week at center, and that was a huge deal last night. Can't tell you how excited we were to have Fawcett back taking snaps and knowing that our snap was going to be back to where it was before he went out. And then he stepped up and had a big night at linebacker, too. Had a big sack that gave us an opportunity to get some momentum back at a pretty opportune time. And so it was good to see him coming back into the lineup. And Matthew Harker, gosh, just a workhorse of a kid. Not only is he outside linebacker and continues to get better there, but from a running back standpoint, he runs hard, and more importantly, his pass block last night in the pocket and protecting Leo and giving him time to throw was outstanding, and that was a really good thing to see because that takes some toughness.
One thing I was going to ask you is that how many kids have you actually started in one spot due to various things and kept them in one spot?
I would not put that more than probably 6.
Okay.
On either side of the ball. I think we have a pretty constant carousel as far as where kids are moving and where they're going, just based out of necessity. And the best thing is we don't hear a word from them.
Right.
Yes, coach, what do you need? Whatever's best for the team. And that's a really good thing for us as a coaching staff to have.
You know, that's the reason I brought it up, because everything I've been told is that, you know, this is the type of kid you'd love to coach. They're just not experienced enough. There's just not enough of them.
Right. Yeah. If we could multiply all of them and have twice as many, then I think we would be in a much different situation. But again, you know, we talk about the things that are within our control. That's not one of them at this point. And so we have done a good job, and the players have done a good job of answering that call and doing what they're asked.
And Leo's still ready to go then for this week?
Yep, Leo's still good. He's still healthy and ready to sling the ball around, being a leader on the field. And as I said earlier, anytime you got to have your quarterback going both ways, that's a calculated risk that we don't love to do. But it sounds like we're going to have Blake back next week, and so that will not be something that we do unless we absolutely have to.
Right.
Hard to talk to your quarterback when he's out playing defense. And and that's, again, one of the things that Leo does really well is he provides a whole lot of information to us on the sideline that is helpful and allows us to make adjustments on the fly. And Coach Robinson and him have a really good relationship as far as being able to talk to each other. And when Leo asks for it and he can justify it, he usually gets it.
Yeah.
And so that's a good thing to see from my standpoint, where I know that if they're talking, then they're on good terms. When they stop talking, now I have to kind of see what's going on.
Okay.
But both of them are good. We also got Jalen Brock back from injury last week, and so we got to work him in a little bit. That's another lineman who, going into the end of the season and kind of this last leg of it, it'll be good to have him back for some depth reasons and in practice. You know, being able to have kids back and give some sort of real look
to practice in,
and that's a huge help as well.
Because that's been one of the problems you've had all year. You haven't been able to really what you call practice.
Yeah, and we struggle to scrimmage at game speed, and looking at our games, it's evident. You know, that's one of the reasons that I think it takes us a minute, a drive or two, to get things going, because we've got to readjust that speed. And once we readjust, we end up being okay. But it takes us a minute to do that. So another kid that I really want to talk about is Ethan Walker. He, again, flying around last night, just making silent tackles all over the place, running hard, putting his nose down, and making sure that he's getting his job done. Cale Allball had a big sack last night and was flying around, both D and N linebacker. That's a kid that, again, we're asking a lot of in moving positions. And he played some linebacker last week and did well enough to where we felt comfortable that we could see him there and get a little bit of depth, although depth is not the right word, really just opportunity to move in. And so it was good to see him flying around as well.
It's called moves that are made by necessity.
Absolutely. Yeah, moves by necessity. That's a good way to put it. And so, you know, moving forward, I was trying to think how to encapsulate this game, you know, how we move forward. Billie Jean King has a great quote, and I think it very much represents where we are right now. And that is, pressure is a privilege. It means that there are things expected of you. And I think there are moments where we feel that pressure to be successful, to do the little things right, to move forward and be just a really good team. But it's not there constantly. And right. So going forward, I hope that our players feel that pressure. We asked them last night, when are we going to make that turn? When are we going to decide to just stop talking about it and actually get it done? And there's a lot of things that we can hang our hat on last night. And moral victories are great, and we can talk about them all we want to. But until we really feel that pressure, until we feel the privilege of being able to feel like we got to get this done, that's when we'll be able to make that turn.
You know, the nice thing about having to make that turn, you get a chance to do it at home the next 2 weeks, so you don't have to go on the road for a while.
Yeah, and it really does make all the difference in the world when we can stay at home and we can be with our fans, and our student section can come out and give a great show and be loud and be proud. And have the support of our home fans like we always do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and then focus on making sure that we execute in critical moments. And that is, again, something that is learned through football, through time and experience. And so we'll be okay these last 2 weeks.
All right. Yeah, hopefully you just don't have a little bit of the case of the dropsies next week.
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay. Anything else you want to add or bring up before I turn you loose?
I think that's okay. Thanks for having me, Ken.
Okay, and always like having you guys over here. It's a lot of fun to talk about things and just go that route. So we will talk to you probably again next week.
Okay, thanks, Ken.
All right, take care of yourself. We're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agent, Susan Casper.